All right, before we begin this episode, I want to give a shout out to all of our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems, especially Cristian Galindo, Evelyn Preciado, and Cassandra Tapia, who are our BFFs over on Patreon. If you also want to help like the continued production of this podcast, go and give us a dollar or more. Even that little bit, like, gets you extra content. And I also want to welcome Jay, who recently became a new member, as well as Daisy, who also just recently became a new member. So y'all are rock stars. Thank you for supporting us. And again, patreon.com/bitterbrownfems gets you some bonus content. Let's start the show. Hello, hello, hello. I am Ruben, and I'm coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And do you have any recession indicators this week?
Oh my God. We haven't recorded in 2 weeks, honestly, and I need to make a list of things, but
I mean, eggs are a dozen eggs are back at $3 at Trader Joe's, and gas got back into the 350s, so that's something.
is that higher or lower?
Lower on both accounts. It was like last Friday that like I realized both things,
I don't have
and
money to buy food, so
oof, damn.
I don't know. When I do, I'm like, I don't know. I don't keep like the prices because I'm like, I need to buy this. You know what I mean? It's like
Yeah.
everything's ridiculous to me. Like every single thing is ridiculous. And gas, well, I just go get gas.
Yeah. Yeah, so that is a recession indicator. Maybe things are
Maybe
reversing.
not eat,
Well,
yeah.
but
When
like gas, actually,
it
it's bad when it goes
goes.
down, because it means nobody's moving. Yeah, but who knows? But the eggs, hey, eggs back at $3, so $2.99 to be exact. So that's something. But what's popping in the news right now? What's something that popped on your radar?
From the news, I guess like well, the biggest thing I've been seeing today especially is obviously we're still the government is still shut down, and I think for a lot of us that we don't have federal jobs, like we're like, how does this affect us, right? Like the government shut down, and right now there's like an announcement that was made that SNAP benefits starting, I believe, in November are going to be cut. And again, if you're like, well, that's not me, like, how is it going to affect me? Well, like, you should care, first of all, because it's going to affect a lot of people, a lot of families. But also, I think it still, even if you're not a SNAP recipient, like, it still affects you because it could go so many ways, right? Like, we're talking about groceries, like, groceries could go up, especially around the holidays, especially if, like, this is a thing that they know. People that actually are in community with one another, it's like, okay, how am I gonna help out like my family, my extended family, or my friends? And it really does affect everybody. But the point is, there's also like conversations happening or things, tweets that I've seen about people saying like this is like the goal for Trump is to not have the government back because it's a way for them to cut all these services off, right? Like SNAP, welfare, housing,
SNAP being the biggest one.
SNAP being the biggest one, obviously. And like, I'm not saying housing and like everything else has been cut off, but it's, if you know what I mean, it's like a escalation, I guess.
Yeah, and like, I don't know, this shit has already affected some of my friends. There's also folks who, like, at least in Oregon, rely. Like, SNAP is one thing that's gonna be humongous here. That's something like 750,000 Oregonians rely on SNAP and will lose that if something doesn't change by next month. But there's also like folks who get like like travel vouchers from the government. Their mobility is legitimately going to be affected. People's childcare, whether that be through school or through another form, that's also going to be the credits that folks get for that sometimes is going to be taken or not distributed. There's a lot of shit that's gonna just stand still. And if you don't feel like it's gonna hit you personally, you'll feel the ripples through it, right? Which, brings me to something that has been on my mind recently because, Portland, just there was a whole No Kings protest that happened over the weekend. And at least in Portland, there were something like 40,000 people who marched. But, these 40,000 people, spent this time and energy, demonstrating with their little signs, but then there's no organizing after that. And as I think about somebody just, painted a picture recently that was like, if everybody in this damn march that marched today just stopped working for 15 minutes, an hour, like that would actually like hurt these people's pockets. And that's when, these governments and, these CEOs who have their hands in the government, that's when they'll begin to care. But right now, like so many of these parades were like, even, what's that word? They had like passes, right? They had like protection. Some of them had like cop involvement, right? That's not a protest, that's a parade, right? So I'm thinking about like, what is it gonna take for us to like have a general strike, to have the kind of momentum that we had in 2020 when we had more free time because of the shutdown. And a part of me wonders if like this federal government shutdown is going to wake people up to possibly go on a general strike. That said, how many people have to suffer for people to wake up?
Yeah. So, I don't even have to say about this. We already talked about this No Kings March because this is
It
like the
happened,
second
second
one,
one.
right? This is the second one. So we've already kind of talked about it. So I don't want to like go in circles, but it's just, I feel like this time I saw a lot more politicians like in what's the word? Endorse it, I guess, like Hillary Clinton,
Yeah.
Kamala Harris. There was a few politicians that were there, like taking photos. Nancy Pelosi's corny ass. Did you see that video where she's like ripping up a crown and
No.
she's like, I did it. And I'm like, ma'am, you're 85 years old, like retire. Also, like, this applies
Yeah.
to you, bitch.
She's been there for 35 years.
Like these, oh my God. But it's
How
like
is
this is the Democrat, aside from like we're calling it a parade because that's what the fuck it is. It's like a bunch
Yeah.
of people out there with signs. I drove by the one here and I was just like, I just wanted to see like what the signs were, you know what I mean? The
Yeah.
signs were saying and stuff. And there was like no, there was one mention of ICE, one. It was all, it's all mostly, and it was also, I noticed here in El Paso, okay, I don't know about everywhere else. definitely like a older crowd, not a lot of young people. A lot of old, which makes sense to me because I feel like it's a very white, not just white, but like white liberal older crowd that wants to go back to the way things were under a Democrat so that they can be comfortable and ignore everything again. I mean, liberalism, instead of actually talking about what is going on, denouncing ICE, denouncing or like denouncing Israel, like everything that like this administration has done and it is doing, and it's like all of it was just like, I love the USA, bunch of American flags. I love the USA. I want the USA to go back to, you know, doing all this quietly and like cordially. Like, I just, there was no demands ever. The only demands that these marches parades, whatever. The only demands are of the people showing up. Like, what? How does that make sense to you? Like, I just and I like people. There's this thing of people are like, well, at least they're doing something. They're not doing anything. I'm sorry. They're like, what are you doing? There's not like. I say that about other things where I'm like, I have some issues with that, but you know what? At least they're feeding people. At least they're raising money. At least they're whatever. But in this case, I'm just like, what are you doing? What are you doing? What is being done? Nothing.
Yeah,
I think like the someone I want to say it was the mayor in Chicago who like called for a general strike at one of these. At the march there, and like that was like the only good thing I seen. So I'm like, yes, like you said, this shit will fucking crumble if people actually like stopped going to work, stopped buying things, if there was an actual like goal, boycott, something, you know? But right now, like it's just liberals and they're like still out here with the brunch signs, still out here. As many times that we talk about these brunch signs, like they're still out here with the brunch signs, which is just telling me how much of a shitty person you are. That's all that brunch sign is telling me about you.
Yeah, one thing that has come up in Portland at least is that like now I do like notice that there's more people like outside the ICE facility, but now, Trump is getting the go ahead to release the National Guard here. They were blocked for a couple of weeks, but the courts just gave him the go. So, yeah, we'll see how that goes, and how that impacts the town. I mean, people are still showing up, and I mean, at this point, like, I don't know what the strategy would be other than withholding labor, because like we've seen how this like how they handle violence. We've seen how they've handled whimsy, and it's the same way. So at this point, it's just about hitting them in the pocket, I think. And in order for that to happen, a general strike needs to take place. Usually these are historically been in May, but if folks aren't working on one sooner, that would be best, because it's wild to think that we're not even through the first year of this man's presidency and already everything we've had to deal with. At the same time, Democrats really have to put the pressure down on them. I'm thinking about how the rep in like the government was shut down right as I believe it was a rep from Arizona had to be still hadn't been sworn in, and she was like a Democrat that would have tipped the scale, of voting for Democrats over there, but she hasn't been sworn in yet, so she can't really do anything but bring attention to her issue. But as we're dealing with this, right, like all eyes also have to be on the way Democrats handle this stuff, right? This There's, ICE was not the as, what's that word? Blatant with their actions, sure, under Biden, but it was still happening, right? Our funding of, Israel's bombing of Gaza has been going on for decades. And this latest genocide by Israel, that began under Biden. And many experts even said that like his inability to condemn or cut off funding to Israel is the reason that he lost and Kamala lost like the election. So this has been behavior that's been going on since the Democrats, and in order for like these manifestations to have any weight going forward, like that needs to be addressed. Like that needs to be part of your slogan and your education in this field. Otherwise, we're just going to continue to start from square one every single time that a Trump or, Trump Jr. comes into office. And at this point, I wouldn't even doubt if he like tries to run again in 2028, because not, he's getting no pushback. And already there's merch and stuff. And, he's been seen, with Trump 2028 shit, like in his public appearances. So, like, if we don't fight now in a tangible way, then shit's gonna get worse. Am also thinking of all like the bullshit that like the Department of Homeland Security is like doing on the internet. I think the most like the one that like there's a lot of shit and we've covered it. Like they've done a lot of AI bullshit that where they steal like the Studio Ghibli style to like make anti-immigrant like cartoons. But in the last few weeks they bastardized the Pokemon theme song to talk about how they were going to catch immigrants. And the Pokemon community was upset on multiple levels. For one, like the Pokemon community is generally very accepting and welcoming. So like that correlation between ICE and Pokemon was not very welcomed. But secondly, folks were angry because like the Pokemon company is like well known for like not fucking around about its its intellectual property. They will shut down just like your little cousin down the street for buying a bootleg. Like they will shut mods modifications to like their like user made or fan made because they don't follow the brand or they don't want anybody else to profit off their brand. But and so people thought that the shutdown was gonna come swiftly from the Pokemon company. But first of all, they never made a statement. And finally, and so people were upset. Originally, like a former employee talked about how like the Pokemon company was afraid that their workers' visas were going to be affected if they said anything. But eventually Pokemon did silently like strike down through a copyright pathway like all the uses of their brand in the DHS's social media. But the Department of Homeland Security has gone on to do other like really fucked up things. Even as of recently, over the weekend, there was a creator who's known as Hood Wisdom, who makes like little rap videos or whatever, and he had like made like a little rap video with his friends following this trend that somebody then modified to change the text on the screen to say that like this kid was gonna like round up his homies and kill ICE agents because the cartel were paying 50K. So this went extremely viral on social media, getting millions of views and painting these kids as like, local terrorists, and essentially putting a hit on them over a fake video. So like it's shit like this that's endangering people in a what's that word in an abstract way, but also endangering people in a very direct way by putting hits on these kids' heads who had nothing to do with that shit. So I hope this kid sues the fuck out of them, and I hope he wins, and I hope he stays safe. So you never know what these crazy motherfuckers.
That whole thing is wild. Like nothing, everything this administration does, I'm just like, are we in, like, we are in hell. We're in hell. Like, how is this? I don't know how to explain it. It's just a dis like, why are they tweeting? And oh, there was another one I saw. It was like Trump, and I don't know if this was on Twitter or on that. He's not on Twitter, right? He's like on some his own website where he tweets his little thoughts.
What is it called?
I don't even know what it's called,
Forget.
but he had
Fandom?
posted this like AI video of him flying over like the No Kings parades and like shitting on them. So like that, the Pokemon thing, like just them talking in like the just I can't I don't even know the words. I just hate it so much. It's so embarrassing. Like, this is our country. This is what we're doing.
And
This we live here with the clowns.
AI is really becoming the aesthetic of the shit association. And so there's another reminder that only losers use AI. So stop fucking
I'm
like
tired of AI. I'm
wasting
tired.
so
And
much
it's
water. Oh,
like
there's gonna be a place in El Paso that's being built, right?
two.
Two. Is it
So there's
Meta?
one of them is Meta. That one was just announced like last week. They haven't started that yet. That's supposed to be in like in 3 years, but they already started actually today construction on another one. The company's from Austin. It's called like Juniper some shit. And it's like in Doña Ana. So it's like a county outside of El Paso, but it's still here. Like, you know what I mean? It's still El Paso. It's so the fact that there's going to be two not far apart from each other is wild. And obviously, the city doesn't care because for the first one, there was a lot of community pushback on it. And then, you know, they do the thing where they're like, let's do community input and like, we value your comments and your opinions. And then they just do whatever they want. So it's just like, for what? Like, what is the point of pretending that you care what the community has to say? And it's not just El Paso, obviously. These are popping up everywhere. But yes, in El Paso, where in this the first one in Doña Ana, Sunland Park, like New Mexico, they have been like fighting for clean water for years. It's still trying to fight for access to clean water and other environmental things happening, especially here in El Paso, like pollution, like all there's a lot of environmental factors going things going on here in El Paso. So this is just adding on to that is it's fucked up. I don't know what other word, like evil. It's just, and like this thing of like, oh, there's gonna be jobs, 40 fucking jobs, 40 jobs maybe for this.
God.
It's like everyone's just gonna work at data centers or be an ICE agent, apparently. Those are like the two options for everybody.
And like AI for what? Like you guys have got to just make your own grocery list. Like you
And that's the thing too. It's like I've seen one article where it's like AI was used to detect breast cancer years early in
Oh yeah.
someone. And I'm like, okay, like why don't we see like where you know what I mean? Like AI being used to save lives for something important. But no, all I get is like AI video of Will Smith eating spaghetti.
Yeah.
Like, why do you need that? Why do I need to see this? Why do you need to make this?
And I mean, a big part of the thing is that like AI was never going to solve these issues because, first of all, like AI and all those tech companies are like run by billionaires who make money off of like their continued use and who are in league with like pharmaceutical companies who make money off of us being sick. It is not in this like what is it called this wealthy classes in best interest to make us healthy. It's really not. If anything, it's in their best interest for us to remain sick, for us to never find a cure to cancer or HIV. And so AI, like I want us to get out of this magical dream world where that was somewhat like was gonna be the salvation for these things. In the same way, like other things that I'm not believing is that Israel was ever gonna respect the ceasefire. They've already killed multiple people after the Trump pat himself on the back for support, supposedly like negotiating a ceasefire between Palestine and Israel, and they immediately A, continued killing, and B, continued arresting more Palestinians in Israel. So now that Hamas like released their what is it called? The people that were kidnapped. Now Israel's holding more people, incarcerating more people, and all the people that they're releasing like are coming back with like horror stories about their time in Israeli detention, from people's bones continuously being broken to being gassed and tortured. Meanwhile, the Israeli hostages talk about how Hamas took them on a beach day to have a bit of fun, and how, like, not so far that hasn't they've all been tested thoroughly to check for, any damage that has been done to them. And, so far, none of them have reported, anything as dramatic as the things that Palestinians have gone through. And it's been so bad, actually, that the Israeli media has not allowed some of these hostages to speak, these former hostages to speak.
Of course, Israel, they're like, they release people that they kidnapped and then they arrest people, quotation marks, arrest, kidnap people again. So it's like they're letting people go and then they're taking new people in. And today on my Twitter timeline, actually in the West Bank, was like a terrible story of like what's going on. 'Cause like it's, and things were still going on in the West Bank throughout this entire like genocide that was happening in Gaza, right? It's like this, it's Israel as a whole. It's not about a ceasefire, it's not about Hamas, it's not about any of that. So yeah, the people that are like, oh, the Palestinian crowd, the pro-Palestinian crowd is so silent. I'm like, okay, sure, buddy.
So that said, Palestinians have noted that their charities have been getting fewer donations since the ceasefire was announced. So just want to remind folks that if you have the spare money to give, also look at some of these charities and see what you can do to help. And hopefully that money gets to folks. I know that there's been some blockages there as well. I mean, I'm also reminded that like the announcement of the ceasefire, like a lot of people moved back to Palestine only for this bombing to continue. And so, and so that's why when there's people who were like, oh, why isn't the Free Palestine crowd like cheering on this ceasefire? It's because, like, yes, we were, we let out a sigh of relief, but at the same time, we held our breath because, like, we knew shit like this is still gonna happen.
Exactly. It's like ceasefire, yes, but it's still, that's not the goal. That's not the end goal, or it doesn't stop there.
Yeah. What is the other thing?
Oh, those, another thing that had happened was that the Young Republican
Oh,
group
yeah.
chat leaked of last week, I believe, exposing all of them as like fucking racist Nazis. But it's also, I don't know, my whole thing with everyone sharing that, like, I get it, but I'm also like, all right, like, what?
Like they're young
Okay.
Republicans, what did you expect?
Yeah, like, what? Why is this? And like, nothing's gonna happen to them. Like, the only thing I saw was like, I think one of them from Vermont, I don't know what their position was. But they were like, oh, I'm going to step down because I'm afraid for my family.
My God.
That was like the statement. Like, I'm afraid for my family safety. And so he resigned. And that was like the only thing I saw. And again, it's JD Vance was like on Twitter saying, oh, they're just kids, blah, blah, blah. This was like a 30-year-old man.
Shut up. I thought
Like,
they were younger.
No, I mean, I'm sure some of them might be younger, but like a lot of them are like in their 20s. They weren't even like teenagers. But you know, when it comes to like white kids, it's like, oh, they're just kids.
It
They
is
have to
also.
go through this racist phase of their life.
Ugh. And it's funny how even amongst like whites, like how do I say this? Like all these dudes get to still be children up until their 20s, but you know, girls, by comparison, they have to fucking, they're forced to give birth when, you know, they don't want to, and they're essentially forced to be, what's the opposite of infantilized? They are forced to grow up. They are not allowed girlhood. And meanwhile, these boys get to be racist and is excused as like, you know, simple fun, harmless fun. And you know, that isn't particularly new, but it's just, and it's not even particularly shocking because, yes, like it should be obvious that, like, you know, these young Republicans are very, what's that word? Radicalized by like right wing bullshit, but like their elders, like their superiors, are also putting up a doing shit, right? Like recently there was that senator who's had like a American flag that had a hidden swastika on it, and like if we're getting that from the adults, like what do you think we're gonna get from the kids? Like The other thing that has happened recently is that the what's his name? George Santos was not acquitted. What's that word?
Pardoned.
Commuted. His sentence was commuted. If you don't remember, George Santos went to jail because of all the frauds and lying that he was doing. And he was facing like a few years in prison, and now that's like been commuted, so he is no longer having to deal with the consequences of his actions, which is wild for, I mean, at the end of the day, I guess Trump showed, I mean, he showed Trump the loyalty that he wanted to see. And yeah, that dude is gonna be out and about in the world soon.
A mess. I mean, sure, whatever, but
I mean, at this point,
that.
I guess it's like the least worst of the bad news in this country.
I also wanted to bring up the Nick Fuentes being on
Oh, fuck, yeah.
Red Scare podcast, which, to be quite honest, I'm not really familiar with Red Scare pod. I don't listen to podcasts.
It's
Thank you all who
like
listen to this one, but I don't listen to
they market
podcasts.
themselves as like a socialist podcast, supposedly.
And so they had him on. That's
Yeah.
crazy.
Yeah.
And then
And
they did like a, what was it, GQ?
yeah, he was also featured in GQ recently. And like
And we're
this
just
is
like humanizing him. We're just like, this is like he has, oh my gosh. There was actually, go ahead, sorry.
like reminder, this is like a dude who's like a straight up Nazi who like in it can be argued is the reason that, you know, the right, you know, conservatives, you know, little hero, what's his name? Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Like because he was he according to to Nick Fuentes's like what he would say about him is that he's not conservative enough, and that he was essentially like an op for the right wing. So like that's who we're dealing with here, and that's who these publications and these so-called like leftist podcasts are like choosing to platform. That is crazy.
I was going to say, I have a screenshot of this tweet that just came across my TL, and I'm going to read it to you all because this is happening in real time. So this white person named Hannah, of course, tweeted, "One time I was listening in on a Groyper space and a black guy was like, 'I wish I was white.' And they go, 'You shouldn't say that about yourself, brother.' I didn't know what to think." And then someone replies, 'Wholesome.' And she says, 'I know. I was like, are these really just human beings?
Oh my
I get
God.
it.' And it's like this whole thread of people being like, yeah, underneath like all of this, they're just normal people. They're just isolated. They're just lonely. And I'm like, this is why the fascists are gonna kill us. Because y'all are over here talking about, oh, they're just people, they're just friends. What? And I blame like people that are like bringing them him and people like him on podcasts and doing, why the fuck is GQ even doing anything on Nick Fuentes? What is happening? It's I don't even know, like, what the fuck are you talking about? What are you talking about? And I'm pulling up, sorry. On that note, there's a book that I'm reading in parts because, I have ADHD right now, right? Sometimes my brain doesn't want to read, but it's called Men Who Hate Women, by Laura Bates. And I really recommend this so far. I'm not done with it, but even then I recommend it. And she starts at the very beginning of like incel groups online, like the Groypers, and like how they came to be, and like what, like she has researched this, like gone into these group chats and like talks about. And one interesting thing that I found interesting, which reminds me of what this girl was tweeting about this black man in the space saying this, is like there's a sort of intersectionality within Groyper spaces or like the incel movement that I think is so, it's not funny, but I'm just like, this is very interesting. I don't know, but I feel like we should know our enemies. So I suggest all women, especially, read that book.
I mean, that's the gist of all the fucked up shit that's been happening.
Just horrific news all
Has anything made you
the time.
less?
Like, oh. Just you go first, because I need to sit here and think every time you ask me this question.
Something funny that I read was a tweet by AMRD, and it was Latino straight men get a little trade school certification and suddenly become Trump supporters. But what made me less bitter? I don't have a cast on my thumb anymore.
Yay.
Yay. I've had a cast or a splint for the last 2 months, and so that's been the vein of my existence.
Yeah.
Something that made me more bitter is that I tried shrooms for the first time in a long time and had like a not okay time.
You try to run?
No, I tried shrooms for the first time in a
Oh,
long time.
shrooms. Okay. And it was not a good.
No.
Not good.
No.
I'm sorry about that.
I'm barely made for booze
Was
is
it
about
just
all I can
like, I
say.
don't really know much about shrooms. Just that my hairdresser gave me some of those like shroom pills, like to, what is it called? Microdosing. And the first time I took one, which I was kind of scared, I felt so good. I took one and I was like, oh my God, the world seems so great. I was just like, yes, sweetie, to my child. And he, like, yes, of course, sweetie, let's go to the park because the world is beautiful. I felt so good. And then I was like, hell yeah. And then after that, when I took them, like nothing happened. Like it was only that one time. And so I just kind of stopped taking them. And then one day I was like, you know what? Let me try this shit again. And I popped one in right before going to work. Tell me why I had a fucking panic attack
Yeah, I was having panic attacks.
while I was massaging this man and like tripping out. And it was like the worst because, you know, it's just like for me, I was just like in a room, in a dark room, massaging this man. Like it was just the worst. It was the worst. And then the funniest thing was that after the session, I was like, oh my God, I have to go home. I have to go home. Like I cannot be here right now. And then it just stopped in the middle of that, of all that. It just stopped. It just stopped, and I was like normal again. So yeah, so I've had the really good one, feeling very good, and then feeling very bad. And so I don't know if I'd ever do them again or try like a different form of them. Maybe. I don't know, but no, at least not. No.
Oof. All right.
I probably shouldn't have said all that. My bad. It's so like, oh my God, irresponsible and unprofessional. I'm sorry. But yes, I don't know what's made me less bitter. I think, I don't know, honestly. I think I'm making plans. Or for the end of the year, like I always say, like the end of the year is when I'm just like, fuck it. Let's go here. Let's go there. Let's do this. I don't care. This year has been a lot. So I'm just looking forward to plans I've made for these next 2 months. That's
Oh.
it. Like seeing my best friend, my best friend doesn't live here. So like getting to see her again soon. Also, just little, I really just little things like things with my child who is also like stepping out of his comfort zone to try new things. And so that makes me happy.
Oh, that's cute.
Yes.
I have to try new things too. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Before we head out, I want to give a shout out to our I Know Her level patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. And that would be Fernando Peña, Selena Portera, Miranda E, Magdalena Salcedo, Ronnie Leyva, and Bianca Garcia. You know, we know her. We know these people. So if you also want to be somebody that we know, go on Patreon and subscribe to one of the tiers. It really helps us continue this podcast. All right, take care.